Hello guys and girls, welcome to another podcast show of Charan's digital show, Digital Marketing with Complete Engineering Solution. Today's topic is about a small story which will help to build your personal brand, okay? And this story's heading is the Parable of the Pipelines. It's done in 1801 and it's a real story, Valle in central Italy, okay? It's done in Italy. Once upon a time, long ago, two ambitious young cousins named Pablo and Bruno lived side by side in a small Italian village. The young men were best buddies and big dreamers. They would talk endlessly about how someday, some way, they would become the richest men in the village. They were both bright and hardworking. All they needed was an opportunity. One day that opportunity arrived, the village decided to hire two men to carry water from a nearby river to a cistern in the town square. The job went to Pablo and Bruno. Each man grabbed two buckets and headed to the river. By the end of the day, they had filled the town cistern to the brim. The village elder paid them one penny for each bucket of water. "This is our dream come true," shouted Bruno. "I can't believe our good fortune." But Pablo wasn't so sure. His back ached and his hands were blistered from carrying his heavy bucket. He dreaded getting up and going to work the next morning. He vowed to think of a better way of getting the water from the river to the village. Next, Pablo, the pipeline man. "Bruno, I have a plan," Pablo said. The next morning, as they grabbed their bucket and headed for the river, instead of lugging buckets back and forth for pennies a day, "let's build a pipeline from the river to the village." Bruno stopped dead in his tracks. "A pipeline? Whoever heard of such a thing?" Bruno shouted. "We have got a great job, Pablo. I can carry 100 buckets in a day. At a penny a bucket, that's $1 a day. I am rich. By the end of the week, I can buy a new pair of shoes. By the end of the month, a cow. By the end of 6 months, I can build a new hut. We have the best job in town. We have weekends off and 2 weeks paid vacation every year. We are set for life. Get out of here with pipelines." But Pablo was not easily discouraged. He patiently explained the pipeline plan to his friend. Pablo would work part of the day carrying buckets and then part of the day and weekends building his pipelines. He knew it would be hard work digging a ditch in the rocky soil. Because he was paid by the bucket, he knew his income would drop at first. He also knew it would take a year, possibly two, before his pipelines would start to pay big dividends. But Pablo believed in his dream and he went to work. Next, pipeline will progress, okay? Bruno and the rest of the village began mocking Pablo, calling him Pablo and pipeline man. Bruno, who was earning almost twice as much money as Pablo, flaunted his new purchases. He bought a donkey outfitted with a new leather saddle, which he kept parked outside his new two-story hut. He bought flashy clothes and fancy meals at an inn. The villagers called him Mr. Bruno and they cheered when he bought rounds at tavern and laughed loudly at his jokes. Small actions equal big results. While Bruno lay in his hammock on evenings and weekends, Pablo kept digging his pipeline. The first few months, Pablo didn't have much to show for his efforts. The work was hard, even harder the Brunos, because Pablo was working evening and weekends too. But Pablo kept reminding himself that tomorrow's dreams are built on today's sacrifice. Day by day, he dug an inch at a time. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. He chanted to himself. He swung his pickaxe into the rocky soil. Inches turned in 1 foot, then 10 feet, then 100. Short-term pain equals to long-term gain, he reminded himself as he stumbled into his humble hut, exhausted from another day's work. He measured his success by setting and meeting his daily goals, knowing that over time the results would far exceed his efforts. Keep your eyes on the prize, he repeated over and over as he drifted off sleep, accompanied by sounds of laughter from the village tavern. Keep your eyes on the prize. Completed pipeline. The prize. The tables are turned. Days turned into months. One day, Pablo realized his pipeline was halfway finished, which meant he only had to walk half as far to fill up his buckets. Pablo used the extra time to work on his pipeline. The completion date was advancing faster and faster. During his rest breaks, Pablo watched his old friend Bruno lug buckets. Bruno's soldiers were more stopped than ever. He was hunched in pain, his steps slowly by the daily grain. Bruno was angry and sullen, resenting the fact that he was doomed to carry buckets day in and day out for the rest of his life. He began spending less time in his hammock and more time in tavern. When the tavern's patrons saw Bruno coming, they had whispered, "Here comes Bruno the bucket man," and they'd giggle when the town drunk mimicked Bruno's stopped posture and shuffling gait. Bruno didn't buy round or tell jokes anymore, preferring to sit alone in dark corner surrounding by empty bottles. Finally, Pablo big day arrived. The pipeline was completed. The village crowded around as the water gushes from the pipeline into the village cistern. Now that the village had steady supply of fresh water, people from the surrounding countryside moved into the village, and it grew and prospered. Once the pipeline was complete, Pablo didn't have to carry buckets anymore. The water flowed whether he worked or not. It flowed while he ate. It flowed while he slept. It flowed on the weekends while he played. The more the water flowed into the village, the more money flowed into Pablo's pockets. Pablo the pipeline man became known as Pablo the miracle maker. Politicians lauded him for his vision and begged him to run for mayor. But Pablo understood that what he had accomplished wasn't a miracle. It was merely the first stage of big, big dream. You see, Pablo had plans that reached far beyond his village. Pablo planned to build pipelines all over the world, returning his friend to help. The pipeline drove Bruno, and Bucket Man. Out of business, it planned Pablo to see his old friend begging for free drinks in tavern. So Pablo arranged a meeting with Bruno. So Pablo arranged a meeting with Bruno. Bruno, I have come here to ask you for your help. Bruno straightened to his stopped soldiers, and it pained Pablo to see his old friend begging for free drinks in the tavern. So Pablo arranged a meeting with Bruno. Bruno, I have come here to ask for your help. Bruno straightened his stopped soldiers, and his dark eyes narrowed to a squint. "Don't mock me, Bruno," he said. "I haven't come here to gloat," said Pablo. "I have come here to offer you a great business opportunity. It took me more than 2 years before my first pipeline was complete, but I have learned a lot of during those 2 years. I know what tools to use, where to dig, how to lay the pipe. I kept notes as I went along. I have developed a system that will allow me to build another pipeline, and then another and another. I could build a pipeline a year by myself, but that would not be the best use of my time. What I plan to do is to teach you and others how to build a pipeline, and then have you to teach others, and have each of them teach others until there is a pipeline to every village in the region, then a pipeline to every village in the country, and eventually a pipeline to every village in the world. Just think, Pablo continued, he could make a small percentage of every gallon of water that goes through those pipelines. The more water that flows through the pipeline, the more money that will flow into our pocket. The pipeline I built is not the end of the dream, is not only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Bruno finally saw the big picture. He smiled and extended his calloused hand to his old friend. They shook hands and then hugged like long lost friends. Pipeline dreams in a bucket carrying world. Here, years passed. Pablo and Bruno had long since retired. Their worldwide pipelines business was still pumping millions of dollars a year into their bank accounts. Sometimes on their trips through the countryside, Pablo and Bruno would pass young men carrying water buckets. The children friends would pull over land, tell the young men their story, and offer to help them to build their own pipelines. A few would listen and jump at the opportunity to start a pipeline business. But sadly, most bucket carriers would hastily dismiss the notion of a pipeline. Pablo and Bruno heard the same excuse of over and over. "I don't have the time. My friend told me he knew a friend of friend who tried to build a pipeline and failed. Only the ones who get in early make money on pipelines. I have carried buckets all my life. I will stick with what I know. I know some people who lost money in a pipeline scam, not me." It made Pablo and Bruno sad that so many people lacked vision. But both men resigned themselves to fact that they lived in a bucket carrying world, and that only a small percentage of people dared to dream pipeline dreams. Okay, this is about story. In this story, you can see that Bruno is likely to do a work which will give small amount of money in small duration. But Pablo planned to get more money, but it will success in long-lasting duration. But he know that he will get success and he get lot of money. This is the one story's vision that you can understand that how entrepreneur journey or an personal brand will comes true. It's not comes in a small duration. It will take long lasting. You have to give your content or your effort regularly. Okay, that's it for the day. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.